It's 95 degrees in Nashville with an extreme heat warning and a severe thunderstorm watch. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Calls for accountability at the Tennessee Department of Correction are ramping up. After the failed execution of Tony Carruthers, several have advocated for broad investigations. Now, a state lawmaker is going straight to the correction commissioner. Representative Jody Barrett is asking Commissioner Frank Strada to answer a list of hard questions before his agency executes Daryl Hines. That's scheduled for August 13th. Among other things, he wants a written account of how TDOC is going to fix its personnel training and what other safeguards it's putting in place. During session this year, Barrett introduced a bill to cut back on secrecy protections for TDOC and its lethal injection program, forcing more information to become public. It never got a hearing. Tensions around AI in the music industry has crescendoed again because of revelations and a recent article from The Atlantic. It focused on a unique search tool that allows musicians all over the world to search and try to determine whether their songs have been used without consent. Nashville-based digital strategist Charles Alexander understood the widespread interest in the search tool.
To the best of my recollection, unless you work in this space, this was one of the first events where there really was a public-facing interface to what could possibly be used to train these models. I think it's natural if you are a creator and a writer and an artist and a musician to kind of go, oh my God, it's in this database, therefore it's been used.
Alexander says the reality is more complicated, and he's advising artists to be more proactive on the front end to know the terms that come with various online services when they share their music. You can hear the full story from senior music writer Julie Height on WPLN.org. It's also where you can find more local news. You can find it on the NPR app under local headlines as well. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.